aces and tenors, car thieves and crack dealers, mobsters and murderers, husbands and sons, fathers and brothers. And so it began in glorious harmony, softly and tenderly calling for you and me, with the interstate winding way off in the distance and the sun going down through the bars of the prison. And they poured out their souls, they poured out their memories, they poured out their hopes for what's left of eternity. Sister Maria, her soul like a prism for the light of forgiveness on all of their faces.
Thank you very much. John Putnam on the guitar. Lincoln Schleifer on the bass. Dennis McDermott on the drums. And thanks again to Lucy.
Stares down a microphone. Well, he sings each song once, then sings it once again. And each song comes from a hole inside where a soul once had been. The records make the jukes out throughout Southland. The pretty women wonder, was he charmed or was he damned? Look over his shoulder, was there something there he feared? Turn your back for just one second, the man disappeared. Came through St. Louis up to Chicago, and all the way to New York City, where the blues just come and go. Someone took his picture once, and an angel stopped and cried. In his eyes it was there to see, he crossed the other side. In a bar on a warm spring night was a man come through the door. He had a bottle with a broken label, and Robert seen his face before. He said, "This is my very best. Drink it down, drink it slow. 'Cause when I call your name again, you just pack up and go." Some kind of trick, or did he jump the price? Or did he find a way in hell to sell his own soul twice? 'Cause there's a cry in the wind tonight, and only one man makes that sound. Baby, grab your hat and coat, Robert Johnson's back in town.
WMFO Medford. Having some fun with the turntables at the desks. The discs. They get stuck inside. I don't know. All right, so. Now, let's see. I think we want to go over here. Nope. We want track number 8. This one.
I remember when my world was hardly grown, and the daughter of a dead old king ascended to the throne. And though I was just a lad at school, I saw it all with scorn. The solemn, sacred emptiness, the monumental yawn, and the slime exuding daily from the sycophantic slugs, and the coronation ashtrays and the coronation mugs, and the rows of ermine mummies with their maggot-eaten brains, all the swarms of bloated blowflies the majestic turd sustains, droves of decorated duchesses like newly painted slums, kneeling flunkies, praying monkeys, loyal holes for royal crumbs, and the well-heeled sharks discreetly selling tickets for the show, Park Lane balconies with champagne at £1,000 a throw. Come and cheer the golden fairy queen, forget your daily cares, for she radiates a glory that a grateful nation shares. And the pageantry, the panoply, the sanctified decay, but I knew the hour was coming that would sweep it all away. Now time has me in a corner, and I'm moth-eared from the fray, but Her Majesty is reigning still today. with a glass cage around her and an absence in her eyes. And no regiments surround her, they can't take her by surprise. She's as poised as a picture, she's a sight for all to see, with a glass cage around her on her silver jubilee. With a glass cage around her, she feels free. I remember 1956, Division East and West, British paratroops in Suez, Russian tanks in Budapest, and the peaceful marchers singing for the dream that must come true of a world free from the nightmare we've since grown accustomed to. And the Cuban Missile Crisis, with the rumours flying round, the Queen was in her secret bomb-proof palace underground, and the violence exploding when anger made a stand for a peasant people burning in a torn and tortured land. And the monarch walked her corgis behind the palace wall, never once betraying what she felt or if she felt at all. While her husband shot his mouth off like a walking blunderbuss, she gave birth to royal children with a minimum of fuss, maintained her waxwork dignity as she trod the royal dance, fulfilled her royal functions in a kind of royal trance. Balmoral, Ascot, Sandringham, the ship launching routine, palace banquets, garden parties, ever smiling and serene. Unique symbol, model woman, never seen, always seen. So we watched her as she played at being queen. With a glass cage around her and an absence in her eyes, and though regiments around her, they can't take her by surprise. She's as poised as a picture, she's a sight for all to see, with a glass cage around her on her silver jubilee. With a glass cage around her, she feels free. She seems so commonplace, a woman in her fuddy-duddy hats, but she doesn't stand in bus queues or live in high-rise flats. She doesn't ride the rush hour or cycle down the Strand. She doesn't play maracas in the Ivy Benson band. And she doesn't shop for bargains, she's never on the dole. And if she does the football pool, she doesn't tell a soul. And she doesn't need to bother with the Inland Revenue, though she's royally rewarded for the things she doesn't do, with palaces and properties, and to keep her in good cheer, her working wage of £1.7 million a year. A royal train, a royal plane, a costly royal yacht, and lucrative investments in only God knows what. Oh, the magic of the monarchy, the mystery sublime, growing gracefully and effortlessly richer all the time. She's the rock of hope and glory in the quicksand of despair. For although the pound may tumble, although panic fills the air, although governments may crumble and the cupboards nearly bare, though the stairs begin to rattle and the rats begin to stare, she enfolds in mystic unity her subject everywhere. And we know we're safe from harm while Nanny's there. With a glass cage around her and an absence in her eyes, and no regiments around her, they can't take her by surprise. She's as poised as a picture, she's a sight for all to see, with a glass cage around her on her silver jubilee. With a glass cage around her, she feels free.
will my will be done? Is there heaven in this morning, or is it just a rising sun? Can't see for the distance, tomorrow I can't tell. I'm so tired of this resistance, there's no more water.
Maybe today.
Kind of a funny ending. Okay, so that was Asa Brebner, I Walk the Streets. And before that, Lenny Solomon, who's a local artist, maybe today from the same titled CD. Leon Russellson, On Her Silver Jubilee. Very sarcastic toward the Queen. Guess What They're Selling at the Happiness Counter is the name of that CD. Bill Morrissey before that. Song is Robert Johnson, a great, great blues guitarist. Story about him. Bill Morrissey, The Essential Collection is the name of that on Rounder Records. Richard Schindel from the song Transit on the release Courier on Signature Sounds. Laser Lloyd, a song called My Girls, and he does have some wonderful girls. And the release is Freedom's Child on Lots of Love Records. Before that, Fairport Convention, something from the past. There Once Was Love, Instruck, from a CD called Old New Bower Blue. And before that, Jenny and the Mexicats, from Under My Skin. Well, Under My Skin is the name of the song. OpenSea/Mar Alberto is the release. And Pete Malverney Trio, that's a new release, on a CD called Heaven, A City Called Heaven. I think that brings us up to date. Let's see what we have here. Ah, this big heavy binder of important things to share with you. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population. That's interesting. But incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Ouch. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So I just want to add in my own two cents here. Please be careful out there if you're celebrating. Have a designated driver. You know, you want to be able to get home safely. That's the main thing. So here's something from this wonderful Israel 21st Century. COVID pandemic may be nearing end, experts suggest. This is an article by Abigail Klein Leachman, and this was from December 29th. And let's see what they have to say. They always have interesting things to say. COVID pandemic, or because Omicron is very infectious, we've heard that, and not aggressive in causing serious illness, thank God, it may lead to natural herd immunity and the post-pandemic era. That's the first positive thing I've heard in ages. So it says the Omicron variant is not a disaster and may even signal the end of the pandemic crisis, say two prominent physicians affiliated with the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Speaking to international reporters on Zoom through Media Central, Professor Zivka Grano and Professor Amnon Lahad said the Omicron variant of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus is more infectious and less aggressive than previous variants, which is a good sign. Usually viruses that are very aggressive are not very infectious, and viruses that are very infectious are not very aggressive, says Grano, who heads a developmental biology and cancer research lab at the university. It says we've been living with corona for 2 years and we've seen new variants appearing. By definition, a new variant is more infectious than the previous variant, he explained. Omicron is indeed more infectious than Delta and is overtaking it. But is it more aggressive? This still needs more investigation, but at least, according to the World Health Organization, there were no deaths from the Omicron variant worldwide as of last week. That will certainly change, but if you look, look at this from the pandemic point of view, okay, the end of corona will come when we have a variant that is very infectious with very mild symptoms. Very interesting concept. How, moreover, said Greno, because it's very infectious, a lot of people will get infected, but they'll have a runny nose and maybe fever for a couple of days and then go back to their normal lives. When this happens, the vast majority is infected and gets over it and develops true herd immunity. So, in some respects, Omicron may be the light at the end of the tunnel. Wouldn't that be a happy new year? Not a catastrophe, Lahad said, that the media and government officials speak of a disaster coming because they see rising numbers of positive PCR tests in countries including Britain and South Africa. If we look deeper, we see that while there is an increase in positive PCR tests, the number of severe cases is going down or is at least stable, said Lahad, who chairs HUJ's Department of Family Medicine, the National Committee for Primary Care, and the Jerusalem District of the Clalit HMO. Well, it goes into a lot more detail. Talk about the fourth vaccination unwarranted. So they disagree, Lahad and Grano disagree with the Israeli government's decision this week to begin offering fourth shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. He said about 75% of the people in Israel who got infected with this Omicron variant were fully vaccinated, including a booster shot. Okay, so a recent study showed the first two doses ineffective against Omicron, third dose somewhat more protective. Grano said it makes no sense to introduce a fourth shot of a vaccination that was formulated for the original coronavirus strain. All right, so living with a coronavirus. Okay, so Israel 21st Century, the number 21C, and they have all the skinny on that. All right, so on to something different.
Shabbat Elishamereli Ki Eshmera Shabbat Elishamereli Odi Leyor Meyad Beino Beni Odi Leyor Meyad Beino Thank you.
I know. зародило їх той, зародило їх той. Мій пізго мей, ой, райсо, ой, вей, зародило їх той, ой, ведило Zaro, zaro, di loyif toy, di loyif soik, ve di loyif toy, le mi pis gomei, obo boi rai so. No yui zaro, zaro, di loyif soy, zaro, zaro, di loyif toy. Vedi lo yive toi il mi pisgo me oi rai so
Malkodil mo ye vorech yas khoin ve yitein ar kol ish ne khoin
Malkodil mo ye vorech yas khoin ve yapish khaye khoin
Ye hey ye hey ye hey vi sat khoy kol ze man ve ye don kol ze man ve ye don de noy maro o me ye mura mura di vi shma hayo ye 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 hey vi sat khoy kol ze man ve ye don kol ze man ve ye don de noy maro o me noy mako di yo mo ye vore ki yas khoy di yapish khaye khoy Ja has ge yoy mei foin ma ka di yo mo vo ye vare ge yas foin de ite na to li shne foin ma ka di yo mo ye vare ge yas foin
ya pis tay
Ye hey ye hey vi sat khoy Kol ze man ve ye don kol ze man ve ye don en oy maro o mein Di mura mura di vi shmayo Ye hey ye hey ye hey vi sat khoy Kol ze man ve ye don kol ze man ve ye don en oy maro o mein Yo ba da ba di ba da ba da idam Yo ba da ba di ba da mit ay ba 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 Yo ba da ba di ba da ba da idam Yo bi bo bi bo, yo ba di bi di bi di bi ma, yo ba ba ba, yo ba ba ba. Noi vesi sport, un vesi steso, mi collo. Mi
you sing, oh, this is power, oh, this is day.
Yeah, all right. That was Avraham Fried from This Way or That on Sameach Records, Lo Avo. Very, very fun. Karl Bach before that, Neshama and Shlomo. Yeah. Shlomo and his daughter, Shifchi Kamayim from HaNeshama Shel Shlomo. Before that, Klingon Klez, Escalator to Heaven from a release called Blue Suede Jews. I think that brings us up to, we're just about out of here. We're going to go out with some music from Yehuda Green, V'Hei She'amda, from Mashiach, We Need You. So following that, Chris Earl will be sending in his program remotely, I believe. So not sure if I have time. Maybe I have time to read something from the Kol Chevra. Let's see. There was something I found here that's kind of nice. Oops, didn't mean to do that. Stories Are Blessings by Eliyahu Givertz. It was roughly 1996 or so when I met and became friends with someone who knew Shlomo. She gave me a Kol Chevra and inscribed it, "Dear Eliyahu, may this be the beginning of your journey." It turns out it was. I hadn't had much exposure to Reb Shlomo and had never met him. I bought a book of his stories and would read them to my daughter at bedtime. Then I bought a couple of CDs of his music and would hum the angel's lullaby to her every night as she was falling asleep. Such sweet memories, the sweetest. Now that she is an adult, I've given her that book so that she can pass on the tradition. Shlomo has become my Rebbe teacher, and I continue to read his stories, new ones all the time, and to tell them and to pass on his teachings as well as his melodies. On one of those CDs that I bought long ago is Shlomo's story of the blind Chazan from Lemberg. It's an amazing story. It moved me to tears the first 10 times I heard it. I memorized it and have told it many times. People often remark how moved they are by the story. One time I was visiting a small shul in Southern California as a student rabbi, and I told the story. About 4 months later, I was invited back to the shul, and during the kiddush, I was seated across the table from a husband and wife and their 17-year-old daughter. She looked at me with bright, excited eyes, and she said, "Do you remember that story you told about the Chazan?" "Yes, absolutely, I remember." She said, "Well, I was in Poland, and I was there in the shul in Krakow where the story takes place. And someone told that same story, and I raised my hand and told them that I'd heard the story before." It is such a tremendous blessing to know that the wisdom of Shlomo's stories travels around the world, connecting people to each other, to other Jews, to Yiddishkeit, to the Beis HaMikdash, to people around the whole world, breaking down the walls of hurt, pain, and judgment, and opening up the hearts of everyone who hears these stories. May his memory and his teachings and his music continue to be a bless. The best of the best of the Chevra. Love to all. Moshe Tenor and family. That's so lovely. All right. Thank you.
שיום דולה ויסיינו, לבויסיינו ואלונו. וישיום דולה ויסיינו, לבויסיינו ואלונו. וישיום דולה ויסיינו, לבויסיינו ואלונו. וישיום דולה ויסיינו, לבויסיינו ואלונו. שלוי שלוי יכול בלרום, הומד עולנו לחלויסיינו. אלו שבכל דוי ודוי, הומדים עולנו לחלויסיינו.
Okay, see you next week. Don't be late. We'll be right back.
2019, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-96.